I just heard that FX has a new original comedy coming out called Adults, which after watching the trailer feels all too familiar. Adults is a comedy that would feel relatable if you ever find humor in the struggles of being an adult in 2025. You know, like remembering your full social security number or to drink water, or perhaps having your third existential crisis of the month. Best part is that all episodes will be ready for your next weekend binge. Watch FX's Adults Wednesdays on FX, all episodes now streaming on Hulu.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Woo!
How you doing?
Good.
Uh-oh.
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. My stomach hurts a little bit, but that's okay. That's neither here nor there.
What else is new?
Nothing new.
I'm not going to lie, chat. Feeling a little tired. Feeling exhausted, really.
That's why I had that Alani. I feel so much better now that I had it.
Must be nice. Just kidding. Chat, we've been in this room for at least 2 hours, and we're just now starting to film.
Yeah.
What were we doing? I don't know.
We were working.
Sure.
And also Gavin.
Yeah. Then I'm like, we should probably turn the camera on and record it. Like, we literally sat here for an hour talking about something.
And we were like, wait. We should start filming. Sorry. Oh, man.
That's how I'm feeling lately, yeah. Chat.
There's a lot of shit going on right now.
I am exhausted, to say the least.
Wait, by the time they see this, they will have seen what we got to do this weekend because we're pre-filming this. Should we tell them? What do you think, chat?
I don't know. Yeah, chat. No, wait. No, I can't. We can't, because I can't tell them what I'm doing. This shit has to get approved first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we can't. I don't even know when that shit's going to go live.
Well, I'll be posting stuff, because it doesn't matter what I do.
Can't do that. You actually can't do that.
Says who? I'm just kidding. I literally don't care. Anyways.
Well, anyways, chat, if you did see what we did this weekend, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, did we have fun? What do you think?
If you didn't.
If you don't know what it is, then.
Sorry.
Yeah, I guess.
Don't know what to tell you. We have been busy bees lately.
I agree.
I had a breakdown yesterday. What else is new?
Did you really?
Kinda, yeah.
When we left?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You don't have to be sorry. Sometimes I just need a day to throw a tantrum like a little baby. Like,
sure.
I want to throw a tantrum and then get it out of my system in private, and then I'm good.
Got it.
Okay. After that, I'm chilling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel that.
I will say, though, I did have a less than savory experience with a photographer recently.
Yeah.
That, honestly, like, I've done a lot of shoots. That was the worst one I've ever done. And it was a woman, which was shocking and sad, but she was just super, super fucking rude. And it didn't last very long, and I'm assuming we got what we needed. All of that being said, I want to give myself public kudos for not freaking out, because I had every opportunity to, and I didn't.
I'll give you some of those.
Give me a little one of those. Y'all know better than anyone at this point. I will swing on anyone that's rude,
yeah,
to anyone on my team, and she was being very fucking rude to my team. And they weren't saying anything, so I didn't say anything. I was taking my cues from them, but I will say I could tell that one of my publicists was like, she kept looking at me reassuringly, like being like, it's okay, don't worry about it, I'm okay.
Please don't let the parasites.
The parasites inside me. I just can't stand like
rude people.
I truly fucking cannot stand when people are rude to other people, but in general, but also in this particular sense, in a way that's like they believe that they're beneath them, so they can just talk to them however they
yeah,
want.
Yeah, I feel that.
Ooh-wee. I've kicked someone off a set once because he was rude to my mom, and I do not fucking care.
And guess what? He's not coming on the comment section. I told you guys, don't be mean to me or my mom.
And I was, and that day I was filming for hours with an all male crew, all of whom were like weird or rude in certain spots, but I didn't
and
do anything.
All of which, you guys, they blew up the bathroom.
They did.
With their butts.
In the studio we were in, they literally were, I'm not kidding, in that studio, there's probably like 8 bathrooms.
Yeah.
They took a hot, fiery dump in every single one, including
the bathroom.
The one in my dressing room. How did you know that there was a bathroom in there?
I don't want to know.
Anyways, my mom was like standing there just kind of watching, and so, she's always like,
let me paint a picture for you guys. Drew's tired. She's been working all day. It smells like poop in the whole studio. Yeah. Like hot fire.
If you're
farts.
Not, if you're like not on the set where I'm at, yeah. It smells like shit.
It smells like poop everywhere you go. It smells
human
like poop.
Poop.
And there's nothing but men, rude men everywhere.
Yeah. And they're eating all the snacks. They're drinking all the drinks.
That's why
they're
they
keep like
going diarrhea or something. I don't know.
I would assume.
One would assume.
If not, I'm shocked.
Then I don't know how else. Yeah. Okay, then explain this.
If not, what's going on?
So then we're on set. Mm-hmm. And then there. So I've set the scene.
Yeah. And then this is towards the end of the day.
And you're already in a bad mood because yeah. they've been being rude all day.
Yeah. And I'm biting my tongue yeah. the whole fucking day. Mm-hmm. And then my mom is standing at the very back. Like, she's not bothering anybody. My mom's like, she's just kind of taking pictures and just watching me. And she always likes to keep an eye on me, obviously. And there's men standing in front of her who are all talking to each other. And they're like having a little key, like we're not recording. And so they're shooting and recording and they're still talking, these men. And the guy goes, cut, who's talking? Like he gets fucking mad. Like, so, and it's because, again, we're at the end of the day. We're light at the end of the tunnel. Like,
and
everybody wants to go home.
We're filming. So why are you
and
talking?
And they probably have to poop again. So they're trying to rush. And I, okay. And so I don't say anything. And the guy goes, the culprit was literally like, I wasn't saying anything, but she just came out here. I don't know what she's doing out here, pointing at my mom.
And our mom isn't listening, and no. She's looking at the videos that she's taking on her phone.
Yeah, she's literally just recording, and then she stopped when they stopped, and she's just staring forward. She has no idea they're talking about her, but I can see them because they're not that far from me. And he goes, what is she doing here? And then he looks at her, and he goes, what are you doing here? Like, he's talking to her like she's a little kid. Mm-hmm. And then I interrupted. I go, oh, no, you don't talk to her. And then he looked at me. I said, did you hear what I said? I don't want you talking to her. And then he was like, oh. And I said, and I know it was you talking. I could hear you and I can see you. So don't yell at my mom. You don't get to fucking do that. And then he was like, oh. And then everyone's like, oh, no, you know, like it's all right. It's not like everyone starts like panicking because I'm pissed off. And then I go, I'm fine. We can shoot again. I don't want you talking to her. Do you hear me? And then he didn't say anything. He was just looking at me. And then as he's like, okay, we'll roll it again. Like, let's just reset. We'll reset. Like, the vibe. They're trying to, like, save the energy. And then I go, he doesn't need to be out here, does he? He can go in there and do that? And then they were like, oh, yeah. No, he doesn't need to be here. Get out. Go. And then he left. And he wasn't even on the crew. He was just fucking around back there. I don't even know what he was doing there. And then afterwards, the people I was shooting for apologized to me. And they were like, I'm so sorry about that. Like, he just stopped in to say, I don't give a fuck. Don't you ever talk to my mom like that again. You fucking hear me? Anyways.
And again, he's not coming on the comment section. Like, you know Death
Note. He's not even talent. He's just like a guy.
You know Death Note? Like, he writes people.
Yeah.
I'm like him, but for guests coming on the comment section.
Jason's the little boy and I'm the monster. That goes and kills people.
But you don't kill anyone. You just yell at them. So.
Sure. I kill their confidence.
Don't I know it? I told you, I was like, okay, but then you're going to have to talk to my sister.
Anyways, what's new with you?
I just finished the most insane movie last night, and I have to share it with you.
Oh, what
so
is it?
So I watched a documentary called Bratz, or Brat. I forget what it was called.
Brat Summer?
Yes. And I'm the star of it. I'm not having a Brat Summer, guys. I don't know what's going on.
I think that's for white people.
In theory, I want to, but sure. I'm just stressed this summer. What do you call that?
You and me both. I feel like what Caleb said about it, where he's like, I like the music, but that's as far as I'm willing to go with whatever that is. That's me. I feel too old. It feels too old for me to participate, but I love the album.
Energy. Oh, yep.
And the attitude.
I'm telling you guys, that album goes crazy. I've also been talking about Kehlani's album, Crash, goes crazy. Just started getting into Clairo's new album, Charm.
Oh, I listened to it yesterday with Billy. It's fucking
goes
awesome.
Fucking crazy. It's really I still good. Need to listen to Omar Apollo's album.
I loved it. It's really good.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, anything that says God said no, I'm going to cry when I watch it. So, because my religious trauma. But no, I watched this movie called.
He's so good.
And
it's crazy.
He's sexy and I need him. Him and I need each other in sure. ways that I can't explain to the world.
Sure.
You guys, he's 6'6". I've said this hundreds of times. I have to keep sharing it anytime people bring him up. That is what the internet says. Yeah. Anyways, so no, it's either Brat or Bratz. It's a documentary.
Okay.
And it's about this group of actors called the Brat Pack that was really big during the 80s.
Okay.
And so it's like.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah. So it's like Emilio Estevez, Ali Sheedy.
Oh, yes.
Judd
yes,
Nelson.
Yes.
But it's not the Breakfast Club. It's everyone. Basically, this guy didn't.
Like everyone that was popular in the 80s.
It's not all of them, though. So it's literally all the actors that were in St. Elmo's Fire, which is the movie I watched last night, which is like it's everyone from the Breakfast Club except for Molly Ringwald and Anthony Michael Hall, the little
okay.
nerd guy.
Okay.
So they're not in the Brat Pack, which people don't know. The Brat Pack is it's so it's like Rob Lowe.
Okay.
You guys, young Rob Lowe. I don't know. I'm like, am I gay? I don't know, guys.
The Atkins advocate till the grave. Yeah. Bro. Do you think he'll have an Atkins brand deal when he dies? Like on his tombstone?
He'll have an AI version of him still
doing
that.
Atkins is going to buy the tombstone.
But I watched the documentary and it's from one of the actors. He was in Pretty in Pink. He played her love interest.
Yeah.
So it was.
He looks like the other guy. Or no, that's the same guy from Vision Quest.
I don't know if he's in Vision Quest.
Daddy told me that because I thought it was the guy from. I thought it was. What's his name? Not Matt Damon. It's Matt something.
Dylan?
Yeah, I thought it was Matt Dylan.
Oh, from The Outsiders.
Yeah, I thought that
no,
was.
No, he's not in Vision Quest. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, so it was Matt Dylan then, probably.
In what? In Vision Quest?
Yeah.
I'm looking at who's in Vision Quest. And
Oh, okay. No, yeah. So that guy is the boyfriend in the 16 Candles? Yeah, yes or no?
This actor. Oh, he's Papa from Stranger Things.
Papa.
Papa. You are like Papa.
So many of you call me Papa now.
Don't. Only I'm allowed to call people Papa.
Some people have started tagging me in videos and they're going, please, Papa.
To tear down guys?
Yeah.
That's the only one I'm consenting to. Do not call anyone. I'm only allowed to call people Papa.
Everyone's like, please, Papa.
Even Alex was doing stuff for me. I was like, thank you, Papa. And it's my joke. Don't take
you
it.
You are like Papa.
You are like Papa.
It's funny because she never says that. Like, she never says, please, Papa.
No, I made that up.
I know. Or, thank you, Papa. It's just like, you are like Papa.
I told you guys, she posts PR mall. Please give this to me, Papa. No, so none of these people are in any of the movies you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
I did. Have you guys seen Vision
hey,
Quest?
Hey, never mind.
We're talking about the movie Vision Quest. But I didn't know.
Love her.
I forgot Forest Whitaker is in this movie.
In Vision Quest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so Drew brought up a different movie. But
you watched this documentary on the Brat Pack.
Yeah, and it's made by one of the main guys from the movie St. Elmo's Fire.
Okay.
And basically, Emilio Estevez, he was being interviewed by, like, I don't know if it was, like, LA Times. It was, like, a big magazine at the time.
Okay.
And they were like, yeah, we're going to do, like, an article on you. And so then they were like, you know what? Bring Rob Lowe and I think Judd Nelson, who's from Breakfast
yeah.
Club. He was like, oh, yeah, bring your friend. So he brings his friend.
Looks like the turtle from Over the Hedge. Continue.
How am I expected to continue, Papa?
Put Judd Nelson's hair on that turtle. Anyways, continue.
So So anyway, so the three of them go to dinner. They take like these pictures of them like being bros having fun because they were like hot shit at the time.
Yeah.
Also, St. Elmo's Fire came out before Breakfast Club, which is crazy. But anyways, because in Breakfast Club they're teenagers, and in St. Elmo's Fire they're people who just graduated college. Oh, Demi Moore, she was in the same group. So anyways, he writes this article, the author of the journalist, and it's basically calling them all overrated. They don't work that hard. They're privileged.
That's why they're called the Brat Pack.
And so all of them were so mad about it. Like, obviously, because it made them look spoiled. But I would have just kept going with it. Like, I would have been like, whatever. Because so many of them were like, this is however many years later after it happened, right?
Okay.
They're like, the guys, like, the one of the guys is like meeting with all of them, most of them anyways, to talk about it.
Oh, gotcha. And gotcha, gotcha.
Like, how they felt, like, affected by it. And they were all saying, you know, I was embarrassed. And then, like, Emilio Estevez was supposed to do a movie with Andrew McCarthy, who's in St. Elmo's Fire, the from Pretty in Pink. And then Andrew was like, and I remember they told me that they were saying, Emilio was saying, if you're in the movie, he's not going to do it. So then I walked away from it. And Emilio goes, I did say that because I didn't want to be associated with anyone from
the Brat Pack.
Yeah. Because they were saying, like, they just created these like crazy stories in their head.
I thought Emilio Estevez was in it.
No, he is. But he was saying, I don't want to be in any movies with anyone from the Brat Pack, because he was trying to like distance himself from the name of it.
Oh,
because they were like humiliated by this article, especially because the journalist, he made it seem like he was going to write a really nice article. That's what they were saying. Like all the guys that are in the group, because they all went on like different talk shows to talk about it.
I just heard that FX has a new original comedy coming out called Adults, which after watching the trailer feels all too familiar. Adults is a comedy that will feel relatable if you ever find humor in the struggles of being an adult in 2025. You know, like remembering your full social security number, or to drink water, or perhaps having your third existential crisis of the month. Best part is that all episodes will be ready for your next weekend binge. Watch FX's Adults Wednesdays on FX, all episodes now streaming on Hulu.
Okay. And they're saying like he made it seem like he was gonna write this really nice article about us and our friends, and then he didn't. Then the journalist went on a huge like tour and saying like, I never said that, so I don't know why they're saying that. I said that I was gonna write about them the way that I saw them, which was
and
like,
are they
overrated?
Yeah, well, like, were they spoiled and privileged?
I mean, all of them are white, which is one thing to consider.
Well, and I just mean like, you give a man that much money and access and power, a white guy in the 80s.
Oh, sure.
I can only imagine what she sounded like, yeah. Like talking to him. I can
so
only imagine.
It's all of them basically saying they regretted how they like let it affect them, and that's why so many of them stopped doing movies and like didn't do stuff for a really long time,
because
they
were kind of sad,
humiliated by it.
Because you have to think, you have to hold space too with how old they are.
Yeah, they're like, they were all like 22, 21.
Yeah, and like who's around them, and mm-hmm. like, you know, like their families, like there's a whole lot of factors.
Yeah,
I'm
so
sure.
Then I watched the documentary. It took me 2 days because I had to watch TikTok while I was watching it. And then they need to have the slime videos next to them, or the kinetic sand.
I can't watch those. They don't do anything.
No, I'm
for
saying
me.
Like, you know, they'll show that next to a podcast.
No,
that
I
you
know,
and Caleb?
Yeah. I know. But I'm saying like, I don't want. I don't
or
like
soap
that.
Cutting ones. Love those. Anyways, yeah. So I watched the documentary, and then I was like, okay, now I have to watch St. Elmo's Fire, because they reference that movie so many times in there, because that was the Brat Pack.
Okay.
That movie, which is, I just finished it last night, is the worst movie I've ever seen. So it is like bewildering to me that they weren't, like, I would talk shit about that movie, not even like them being brats. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That movie.
Also, like,
I want to watch you watch that movie, because when I was watching it, I was like, what the fuck is going on? All of the men in that movie are disgusting. All of the men.
Like, looking or?
No, their behaviors. Like, Emilio Estevez, is literally a stalker throughout the whole movie. I'm like, am I supposed to feel bad for him?
And it's
horrifying.
And it's not painted that way, or?
No. He's like, I don't know why you don't like me.
Or it's not perceived that way, I should say.
Not in the movie. Like, the girl that he's like stalking, and he's like, I just don't know why you don't like me like that. And she goes, I don't know.
Maybe that's one of those movies that's kind of like,
it aged badly.
Yeah. Maybe. Like, you know, like Overboard.
Yeah.
I loved that movie.
But now I can't watch it the same.
It's abuse. Yeah. Like, it's kidnapping and abuse.
And like,
Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, that's the word. I almost said Munchausen. That's something else. But
yeah, well.
That's something else.
Yeah, that's but, something else entirely.
No, all of the male characters in that movie are horrible people.
Yikers.
Like, all of them. Like, there was one, Andrew McCarthy's character, I thought, okay, he's going to be the one good one. And then in the end, he ends up being awful too. So I'm like, no, they're all bad.
Is everyone in the Brat Pack white?
Of course.
Is everyone, not everyone's a man though?
No, so it's Emilio Estevez, Andrew McCarthy, Judd Nelson, and Rob Lowe. And then the women are Demi Moore, Ally Sheedy, And
interesting.
There's another.
Ally Sheedy kept acting.
Yeah, I know.
And so did Demi Moore. Like, yeah.
Well, they did. They were like sporadic and stuff. That's what I'm saying. I honestly think it was mostly the men that were like, "This is ridiculous."
Okay, that's my point. Which, that's where I'm gonna go.
Because even he met with Ally Sheedy and Demi Moore in the movie, in the documentary.
Yeah,
and they were both saying like, obviously, I was really affected by it, and it made me feel really embarrassed.
But see, this is the difference between them. They said way worse shit about the two of them, the media.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure, because they're women.
Yeah.
And like, you throw one mean word at a white guy and they're like, God, my whole, you know what? No one ever perceives me positive. Yeah,
that's true.
It's like, it is a privilege. It's honestly ironic that they're like, their whole worlds came crumbling mm-hmm. down after one bad article. Bitch, you wouldn't last a day in the asylum I was raised in.
Yeah, because especially in the documentary, they're showing people like Molly Ringwald, like talking. She's not in the Brat Pack.
Yeah.
But she was, they were like,
she was America's sweetheart.
It was like an interview of her on like David Letterman. And they're like, yeah, you just turned 18, huh? And she's like, mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, women are just so used to being perceived. Yeah, you look at
like someone like Brooke Shields, like, you know what I mean? Like Britney Spears, mm-hmm. Christina Aguilera, like Lindsay Lohan, Amanda Bynes. Yeah. Like, you look how women are treated in the media. Like,
yeah, Paris Hilton. Yeah.
They build that bulletproof armor from the minute they get famous. Like, it's like they have no fucking choice.
Yeah, the thickest of
skins. Especially before the 2010s.
Sure.
And even in the 2010s, it was fucking awful.
And in the documentary, Ira Madison's in it because he's like pop culture enthusiast.
Love him.
And he was saying, I mean, you also have to think, too, the Brat Pack had no black people. No brown people. He was like, 80s movies, it was almost like, oh, those people don't exist.
Exactly.
And I was like, oh, that's crazy.
So many 80s classics like have no minorities. If they do, they're racist mm-hmm. or they're portrayed by white people. But
he was saying, which I thought was so interesting, he was like, they talked about The Breakfast Club a lot.
Yeah.
He was saying like, everyone, no matter your race or ethnicity, I feel like you find a character you relate to. And he goes, and when you're brown or black and you're growing up and all you're consuming is white media, because that's the majority of what like you and I were fed like growing up.
Yeah.
You still find ways to relate to those characters even if they don't look like you. He goes, whereas like white people can't do that.
Yeah. Why do you think now in the 2020s, mm-hmm. they're like, why does everybody have to be a person of color? And it's like, I had no choice mm-hmm. but to find myself in white people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you bitches can't find yourself in a black mermaid even though you had a white one already. Like, shut the fuck up. That's why I'm like,
they're like, the why are there gay people in Lightyear? I go, well, gay people still, I don't know. Well,
he's not real, so who cares? How about that? Like, also,
neither is Ariel.
same thing with Gladiator.
Oh, like, are Gladiator people angry 2. About that?
Yeah, they're like,
have you ever watched that first one?
No.
It's Benoodles, and all their names are like Jaehaerys, Lysaeris.
Yeah, they're like Lysaeris. They're like Theseus or whatever. Like,
oh well, that's Commodus. That one's Maximus. What are you saying to me?
It's like Theodosius or whatever the fuck. Like, well, no, what Gladiator 2. I saw people being like, why would they hire Denzel Washington? Why wouldn't he get a dialect coach?
Did you know that Russell Crowe, he's in the first
Gladiator
one.
Yeah,
they literally call him the Spaniard when he's a slave.
Yeah.
So then they're like, okay, so why is Pedro Pascal in here? Because, well,
you're going to freak out when you learn about slavery.
Oh, man.
You're going to freak out when you learn about colonization.
I don't know that he looks like a fighter.
A general.
Un general.
Un general.
Un rey.
My point being, like, when I saw the Gladiator 2 trailer, mind you, I don't know dick about Gladiator. Haven't watched it. Don't care.
Very excited.
Gladiator 2, I'm in it. I watched the trailer. I got excited watching it. But here's my thing is like, after I finish it, I go, I love that it feels like, I know it's not happening truly or purely, but like, I feel like race is starting to become less and less of a factor when it comes to recreating classics or making extensions of classics. Like, they're casting new people now. Like, they're casting people who look different and sound different. And
no
like,
no one from that time period is alive anymore. Number one. So no one's here to confirm whether or not black people were in the room. I think they were.
Yeah, you'd be.
Actually, I think they might have been.
You'd be shocked at the lengths colonialism has gone to.
I think they might have been there. I don't know.
Well before, like,
so that's what I'm
Europe,
saying. Like, it makes it more fun. Who gives a fuck?
Well, you already have a Gladiator with all whites. Go watch that one. Right? You guys love that one anyways. My point being, like, I don't give a fuck if he talks like a cop from Yonkers. I don't fucking care. I'm going to go watch it. Because I think it's awesome to see other people that look complete, that don't look like Russell Crowe,
mm-hmm.
being in these fucking kick-ass huge blockbuster movies. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing with people kicking up shit about Cynthia Erivo when she got cast in Wicked.
She's green.
She's fucking green.
It doesn't matter who plays her.
She's fucking green. And Wicked is the longest running Broadway show in the history of Broadway. There have been hundreds, if not thousands, of white Elphabas. Go watch another one. Like, what the fuck? Like, you could literally go watch it on YouTube. That's what I did, right? My point being, I think it's fucking awesome that people are starting to cast more based off just, like, whether it's just general talent or, like, just someone who seems like they would fit the part if they just changed the race. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's fucking cool. I think that's awesome.
And two of my boyfriends are in one movie. I'm sad.
Battling each other.
I'm sad.
For your heart.
Then what? Okay, now kiss. It's Challengers all over again when I'm watching it.
They look back. You have a little pink crop sweater on and your hair's down like she does in that part when they make up.
I'm sitting on a bed.
You have a Juicy Couture crop zip up on.
A blonde bust down. Let's go. You have a
fucking 40 inch fucking.
I blow up my knee to really get into character. They're like, okay, now kiss.
You have a bob and sunglasses on.
When she made them kiss and it went on for too long,
I'm laughing.
I wanted to laugh.
It would have been funnier if she got up and left while they were doing it and they didn't even notice.
Because I don't. Do you think they were kissing because they liked each other or because they were?
The theory is that the brunette one did like him.
The BFG.
The BFG.
Okay.
That's what Chris Fleming calls him. And that's hilarious. But he's like, Camilla is who I want. That guy.
Yes.
He liked the blonde one. Like, it was like, he loves the blonde one. The blonde one loves Tashi. Tashi loves tennis.
And where am I in this one? And guess what? No one likes me.
And I can't stress this enough. No one had a crush on
me. No one had a crush on me. They probably did. And I was like, oh my God, no one cares.
When they,
it's because I'm gay and I don't understand when people like you.
Dayson's literally like, when she was saying the meme she'll always repost is like, I just feel like I could survive the most dire circumstances if I had a crush there.
I'm not, but it's true. Like, everyone was tagging me in the clips of Billie Eilish saying, I just feel like my life has more purpose when I have a crush, when she was on Chicken Shop Date. And I was like, yeah, I know.
On the recent episode?
On Chicken Shop Date, yeah.
Damn.
That's yeah. So and I was like, no, it's true. And guess what her sign is? Sagittarius.
Yeah, I was going to say.
She gets it. She gets it.
It's like,
I just feel like, yeah, and then it had a picture of PETA.
Yeah, I sent Dayson the other one, and it just had a picture of PETA when he's on stage going. And then.
I could survive the Hunger Games if I had a crush.
Dude, speaking of the Hunger Games.
I'm in the Hunger Games. Tom Blythe's my partner. I'm fine.
I'm making it to the end.
Oh, I'm fine, actually.
If you go, I go.
Yeah.
I think, oh shit, I have a hair on my mic. I was telling Dayz that I saw that a Hunger Games thing. Where, you know that clip in the second one where she, like, grabs him and she throws him up against the wall and she's like, what's your point, huh? What's your end game? And she's, like, threatening him or whatever. Someone said, my favorite, I love this scene because I love how she grabs him by the scruff like a little chihuahua.
Stupid.
And now I'm going to start calling it scruff when someone, like, grabs her, like horse collars them
you're
like
gonna
that.
Tell men I'm going to grab you by the scruff.
Don't make me grab you by the scruff. And put you back in your crate.
Instead of, I'm going to hold your hand when I say this, I'm going to grab you by your scruff and tell you this.
Don't make me grab you by your scruff, dude, today.
But with your teeth like a mama, like lion.
Dude, like when
why
I'm showing.
Why do they gender them? Like, when I'm showing. Lioness? Grow up. It's a lion.
They're all lions. When I grab them up and I show their private parts. Right? I'm just like, this one's a boy, clearly. Put it down. Pull it up like that.
Yeah.
I'm just holding them up by their fucking scruff.
Anyways, guys, don't watch St. Elmo's Fire. It's not a good movie.
But
the music, the set design, and the aesthetic in it goes fucking crazy. That's it.
Well, speaking of watches, I am currently in the midst of watching The Man with 1,000 Children.
Oh, okay.
On Netflix.
On Netflix?
Netflix. But I will say this. It's fucking crazy.
There's so many good documentaries on there. I was gonna start Sprint, the Trackstar one, because so I could have, I already have all the lore when I watch the Olympics.
Nice.
But instead I started What We Do in the Shadows. I'm back on that and it is really funny. So
dude, I literally was watching it with Billy and like I saw the TikTok that went super viral of that that one girl. She was saying like,
he's ugly.
Yeah, she goes, European beauty standards really be kicking your ass because what the fuck are y'all talking about, like when you see him. And I'm not kidding, she's not wrong.
That's what you
know. But you give a white guy long blonde hair and it's not stringy and greasy, and bitches will lose their mind.
Well, it's like, you know, they're like, well, Ted Bundy was so handsome. But you know, they just made that up.
Because they did poor police work because they don't believe women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and then I watch every documentary going, okay, and when does he get handsome?
Yeah. Is the handsome in the room with us?
When do we get to the handsome? I don't understand.
Well, and that's why, like, the Man with a Thousand Children, that shit's even crazier because he's like, he records YouTube videos.
Of what?
His travels. And like, he gives people like advice on how to invest in crypto and shit.
Oh, it's like recent?
Yes, that dude. That has
to be like within the last 5 years.
It starts in 2010. It's like super recent.
Is he in jail?
I don't know. I'm not done yet.
Is that against the law to have that many?
In certain countries, you cannot have a certain amount of people. Like a certain amount of children, you can't donate a certain amount of times. There's like limits in every country.
Oh, like sperm banks.
Yeah, like there's a certain amount you can donate and how many times. And the reason
it's genetic stuff, like.
Well, what happens is like if you father 50 fucking children all in the same area, they will grow up, right, being raised differently in different homes, and they might run into each other, fall in love, and have kids.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh. And that's what happened to like the Habsburgs. Like, obviously, they were intentionally inbreeding, but what happens is your bloodlines, you kill off bloodlines because, and then you have genetic disorders and you have all kinds of shit.
Did you watch that one with the doctor?
The doctor that was inseminating people.
Yeah.
And some of his kids were hooking up and had no idea.
Genetic disorders. And then they have like asthma and like.
Well, and yeah, he lied about that. And that's even, that one was fucking horrifying and creepy and weird. But like, I get what she's saying about as far as like why they chose him is a little confusing because he was like a really popular one. But anyways, it's crazy. And that guy is fucking disgusting. And there are certain parts in the episodes I've watched so far that are really funny. And they're funny because the people are standing up to him. Mm-hmm. And like these women, they band together. They're like, I'm going to take this bitch out because they show like they're like, well, you know, they're asking them like, what did you say to him when you found out whatever? And this one girl said, this one lady and her husband, she goes, I text him. I said, I know what you did. And then I said, I'm going to hang you by your balls from the highest tree. And then I haven't heard from him since.
And then I was thinking, I'm about to beat this bitch up. That's what she was saying.
And that was so funny. And then one of the husbands in the thing, he goes, well, if that turned out to be true, then I was going to fucking kill him. That was my answer. Because they're like Dutch. So their English has like, they have the Dutch accent. They're just so matter of fact about that shit, which I think is fucking awesome.
What?
And I told Billy, I was like, they are messing with the wrong bunch. What's even kind of fucked up too is that a lot of the women he fucked up were lesbian couples.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because they want a baby, which is like, that's the most horrifying part about it. It's like all they want is a child. They want to bring a child into the world. Like,
I'm like, gosh, I know. Cause like,
it's fucking terrible.
All I care about is that he's in good health and that he's tall. I want tall babies. That's it.
But that's just like, that's what makes it extra fucking evil is like all these women, like whether they're coupled or not, like, all they want is a baby. And then they finally feel like they're like, oh my god, all my dreams are coming true. And then they find out he's a fucking psycho. Like, that's horrifying. But the show is really good, and I fuck with a show that has a build up where they're like, I'm about to beat this bitch up. And then it's like next episode, you know what I mean? I fuck with a documentary like that.
There are so many good ones though. There
yeah, there's a lot of good ones right now. I may watch Receiver, I won't lie to you.
Oh, you guys, I just don't care about the man. I don't care.
I don't care about it, but I love watching, like, I don't know. I love watching movies like that about athletes.
One of them is George Kittle.
Oh, yeah.
And there's three of them, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Two white men. That's one of them.
I honestly don't even remember the other white guy.
I don't know who's in it.
Whatever. I might watch it. That's a big might.
So the other one was quarterback?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they move on to another position and they do four different ones on four different teams.
Oh, there's four.
Yeah. Okay. What? Yeah, I think there is four.
I believe you. I wouldn't know. Do you guys watch Hard Knocks?
I haven't watched Hard Knocks since like the first season, which
I
was everyone's.
I asked Daddy and he goes, I've never seen that before.
Really?
I told him, it's been on for a minute. I told him they follow a football team, but I told him, but they do it live during the season. So it's kind of cool. So if they make it to the
playoffs,
they
do it like,
they do preseason and stuff too. But I'm just saying, like, there's new episodes while football season is in season two.
Well, the Raiders Hard Knocks was just training camp.
Oh, which is the, like, but I'm talking about, like, the, I know last up, year's was
it,
like that. Yeah,
it builds up to the season
this
starting.
This year it's the New York Giants.
Yeah. I don't care about the Giants.
Boo! They've done the Jets before too, huh?
I can't remember. That's why I said the last one I watched was the Raiders.
You guys, if she said yeah, I'm probably wrong.
And that was everyone's favorite season because it was like you got to see them in like a completely different light.
Who?
The Raiders.
Oh, okay.
And like they were going through a lot of like structural changes and shit at the time, so it was like really interesting.
God,
that's the last time.
That's
I watched.
All they, those football players. That's what they do.
God, typical of them.
They're always going through stuff like that.
Also, chat off topic. I like the new mics. We both do.
The comments have been really kind, and if they're not, I haven't seen them.
Maybe I'm ignoring them. Who knows? Just kidding. I honestly haven't seen them, but. I think they're great.
I agree.
So
they're pretty mobile. We're going to take them on the road, see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see.
Again, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, chat. We're going to go straight into today's topic, which is we're doing part two to what did you do to lose aura points?
Yeesh.
Okay, this first one's from a Patreoner. Her name is Leslie.
Okay.
And she said, all of the times I waved back at someone who wasn't actually waving at me. Has that ever happened to you?
I mean, I'm sure it has, but I have a really good way.
You don't
get
embarrassed by anything, so who cares?
Well, I also like I lie to myself a lot.
Oh, okay.
So like I'll just be like, I knew they weren't waving at me, even though I know I
was just being nice and cute. So they thought I
yeah I was trying to save you some embarrassment.
Sure.
Like my ability to gaslight myself so that I don't feel embarrassed is pretty heavy.
Yeah.
That being said, one time though,
I just want you to put like 10 ounces of that in me every day.
One time though, I did. At school, I pushed someone really hard because I thought it was my friend, and it wasn't.
For mine. Was this in college?
No.
Oh.
It was in middle school.
That is pretty embarrassing.
That one, I told y'all, it doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's really bad. And, like, her friends thought I was trying to fight her, and I was like, I'm so sorry. I was
okay.
I was like, I'm so sorry. I was kidding. I'm so sorry. That didn't happen to me as an adult.
How did you push her?
Like two hands, like on
was
the
she
back.
Like bent over? Like
yeah, like her back was turned and she was kind of bending over a little bit to like I don't know if she was like reaching her like reaching
her backpack
to tie
her
shoe or something.
Okay.
But she had the same exact backpack
and
the same hair, like color and everything, and same build. So I was like. In hindsight, I don't even know why I would push my friend that hard. You know what I mean?
You guys, I think we've told this story, but in middle school, like when I was in seventh grade. Well, oh, so you were in sixth grade, obviously. Or were you in eighth grade?
I was in eighth grade because you weren't there.
So too old.
But it has haunted me for years. The feeling of horror I had.
So you pushed her. Wait, before you finish the story. One time, so I'm in seventh grade. Actually, I might have been. No, I was in seventh grade. You were in sixth grade. And the eighth graders that were popular when we were in seventh and sixth grade were so mean. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
And they had this spot where they would sit on the like ramp outside a bungalow under a basketball hoop.
Well, you guys had a spot, too. And I was sitting with y'all.
No, but for some reason, my group, because I was part of the cool group of seventh grade.
Yeah.
For some reason, we were near that group.
Yeah.
Not in their exact space. So Drew comes in and is sitting in their space, which is right next to where we were sitting.
Yeah.
I told her, hey, don't sit over there. Come sit over here. And she's like, why? Who cares? I'm all, because the eighth graders are gonna get mad, and she's like, I don't care. That's again, you guys. Drew is 11, by the way, or 10. I don't even know how old you are in the sixth grade.
I was actually 10 because it was right when school started.
Sure, okay. So okay.
So I hadn't turned 11 yet.
And she went, I don't care. And I was like, Drew.
I was like, there's no signs.
Yeah.
There are places to sit. Like nobody has.
She was like, I'm just sitting here.
Yeah.
And then
no one has a monopoly.
The girls that were sitting next to her. Cause you know, like, why was it cool to sit on top of things?
I don't know.
What is that? Cause you're above everyone.
I think it's cause it makes you look like you just don't care.
She's a cool chick.
She's a cool chick.
That's a cool chick. So Drew is sitting like on the bottom part of it, like near us.
Yeah.
And this girl hops off the taller part of the ramp and walks over and she's like, you're in my spot. Or was she not even sitting over there? Her friends were sitting by you because I remember seeing them look at you.
Yeah.
And I was like, you should move. And Drew was like, why?
Yeah. And she came over to confront me because she wanted to sit there. Like, yeah. Her friends were already there, but she came and I was in her seat.
Yeah. Apparently. She was like, "You're in my spot." And Drew said, "I don't see your name on it," or something
that
like that.
That is what I said.
And then she said, "If you don't move, I'm going to beat you up." And Drew said, "Okay, go ahead." And then she just stared at Drew and then walked away.
I'm not even kidding. Like, I was sitting under the railing.
Like, right? At the bottom part of the
railing. And I remember so vividly, she turned around and she, like, grabbed both sides, which it's a little intimate.
Oh, like, standing above you. Yeah.
And then she, like, bent down. So, like, if this is my head, she's looking at me like this.
I just heard that FX has a new original comedy coming out called Adults, which after watching the trailer feels all too familiar. Adults is a comedy that will feel relatable if you ever find humor in the struggles of being an adult in 2025. You know, like remembering your full social security number or to drink water or perhaps having your third existential crisis of the month. Best part is that all episodes will be ready for your next weekend binge. Watch FX's Adults Wednesdays on FX, all episodes now streaming on Hulu.
Like, she's like, she's in my spot. In my grill.
Yeah.
And then she's like, "If you don't move, you're going to live to regret it, little girl." That's what she said.
Oh, yeah.
And then she said it and I go, "Okay." And then she was just staring at me. And then I was like, and I, even in my 10-year-old brain, knew, I'm like, this girl might hit me. Like, I was thinking that in my head. I'm like, well, I guess if she does, we'll see what happens. Like, yeah, that was, yeah, I like made peace with it. I wasn't, when I tell you I wasn't shaking, bitch, do you see my hand? Does it look like it's shaking to you? That was literally, I was so unfazed. And then she was in my face and we're just looking at each other. It was really, truly a game of chicken.
And she also thought she was like hot shit because she loosely looked like Selena Gomez. I'll never forget that.
And she had a belly button piercing.
Yeah.
And, like, I think that made her feel cute.
She was dating the skater white, like, Ryan Sheckler guy of the year.
Yeah. And she was tall. I remember she was pretty tall.
Yeah, but she literally thought she looked like Selena Gomez. Yeah. And everyone would tell her that, so.
Yeah.
You know.
And so she's in my, and it's just a game of chicken at that point.
And I'm like, won. True.
Well, considering I sat there the rest of lunch, I'd say me.
And then she was in my PE class, and she would, like, say stuff to me, and I was like, I don't know what you want me to do. Like, if you want to fight me because my sister is Oh, and then she told her friend.
Yeah.
And that was the friend who told my friend to tell me that she wanted to beat me up and or fight me. And then I told my uncle, and he was teaching us how to fight in the backyard.
Yeah. And
remember,
then,
he had us deciding to fight each other in the backyard. Did your uncle make you guys reenact the Iron Claw in the backyard? Because that's essentially what we were doing.
When we say we were the siblings in Iron Claw, I'm not kidding. Like, we, like, us, yeah, like, fighting each other for practice. Well, and I remember too, like, when that happened, she was like, "You trying to get your ass beat?" Like, when she stood up, and I was like,
"You get your ass beat, you leave, you get your ass beat."
And I was like, I mean, I don't want that, but if you're saying that's what's going to happen, I can't stop you. Like, I was just kind of like, we'll just see what happens.
She stands up and then she straightens her shirt and then starts shadow boxing in front of you.
But then she just stood away from me and again staring, and everyone's like, mm-hmm, right? And then she goes, "You're not even worth it." And I go, "All right, see you later." That's what I fucking thought, yeah, bitch. That's what I was like.
And then the next day they were already there. I'm like, no one gives a, bitch, nobody wants the recipe to your peach cobbler.
Nobody wants the recipe to your peach cobbler, bitch.
Yeah.
That's what I was like, "You see my hand?" I didn't give a fuck. And then when I told Dayson, was like, "Why would you do that? Like, what if she fought you?" Like, because she was just worried about me.
Yeah. But then I was also thinking, like, I would have fought her back.
Yeah. So, like, well, yeah. And then when we got in the car, she was like telling my uncle about it. And then my uncle was like, what if she did try to fight you? I'm like, well, then I guess I'm going to learn how to fight. I don't know what to tell you.
And then she told her friend who got mad. And then she told my friend to tell me that she was going to beat me up.
Yeah. And then I told, after I found out that information because you told me. Well, first of all, our uncle said, well, the first rule is to let them hit you first.
Swing first.
Let them like hit you first or do something first. And then it's self-defense after that. And we're like, got it. But I remember after that, I just started going over there every fucking day just in case she tried to do something to Dace. And she didn't, because she's a bitch.
Yeah.
That's why. And I told we were all standing together, and that's why they're like, that's what she said.
And I bet both those girls now are probably huge fans of you.
Think they remember threatening me? And it's funny because
is that a threat?
When they were your friends were like telling you, and I was just standing there because I was like, I was a big duckling.
I was like, why are me?
Yeah, and I was like, well, and then we were standing. It was one of those things where your groups are standing across from each other.
Sharks and jets.
We're like, and a hi hat starts hitting, and then all of a sudden, you turn around and I have a fucking bowler hat on. Dude, I'm dressed like Mike Face.
You're smoking a cigarette. All of a sudden, I have a cigarette in my lips.
Anyways, when we were standing across from each other, I was like, well, then let's just do it now. She's right there. What the fuck?
She was like, you're not even worth it.
You're not even worth it. Yeah, no, that's what I thought. Get out of my fucking face. Quit wasting my time. Anyways, what were we talking about? Waving at people?
Oh, So you push that person over.
Yeah. And then they turned around and the horror I felt. I literally was like.
You had a really bad eighth grade year.
And then I was like, I am so sorry. Like, I literally was like, I thought you were my friend. I'm so sorry. That's why I said, looking back, why would I push my friend that hard? Like, you know, it's like that was like fun to do was to like.
I love pushing people.
But just like so violently.
And when I mean people, I just mean you or Donnie. I don't put my hands on anyone else.
But to be fair, too, like I was 5'8" when I was in eighth grade. I didn't know my own strength to some extent. I felt like Will Stronghold. I was Will Stronghold in that era. Like, I just really didn't know.
The names in that movie are so silly.
Right.
Yeah.
I forget the fire guy's name. War and Peace.
Smash. You're also telling me you wouldn't?
Loki.
A lesbian.
Yeah. Like, looks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your type, honestly.
Honestly, him and Will Stronghold, if you looked at them from behind, I would think those are two different lesbians.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But Will, War and Peace?
Yeah, I'm smashing. Yeah, I'm into that. He was so hot.
Also, the twins. Then he did that the one. Twins being the fucking Kardashians' friend.
Oh, Malika.
And I forgot her
twin sister.
Yeah, I forget her sister's name. But yeah, like, that's crazy to think about too, isn't it?
Bro, and then Cousin Greg, he plays the glow kid from Succession.
Oh, yeah. What do I always remember him from?
Minutemen, of course.
Of course, yeah, of obviously. Obviously.
Do you guys remember the movie Rip Girls? Just thought of that right now. Those are my cousins. Camilla Bell.
Come get your fucking cousin.
Well, those are my cousins.
Wait, Camilla Bell, isn't that the one that dated Joe Jonas?
Yeah, she was in BC.
Yeah.
Wait, I think War and Peace was in BC.
What the hell is BC?
The movie, BC. British
Columbia?
Before Christ? Of course. That's who I'm thinking of. Yeah, 10,000 BC. I kept calling it BC. Sorry, team. He is in this movie.
I don't know what the hell movie you're
talking
about.
The way it always goes back, team. How many aura points do you think you lose for waving at someone who isn't waving at you?
That's a slight 10.
Yeah. It's not that bad. I agree.
Yeah, that's not terrible.
This next one's from Selena. She's also a Patreoner.
Woo!
She said, how many aura points did I lose when I cried while getting my wisdom teeth removed, only under laughing gas and not anesthesia, and the dental assistant used the dental bib on my neck to dry my tears?
I don't think any.
I don't think any either.
Yeah.
I cry. When things are in my mouth, I cry. I don't like it. I don't like it.
And that's under no influence of any drug. No.
Sober. Can't. That's why I try really hard to scrape my tongue, but I cry every single time.
I cannot. That's how. That was me every time I got my teeth molded.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I would gag so violently, and then my eyes would be bulging out of my head like tuna.
Yeah.
And my eyes would be watering. Nah, you could do whatever you want when you get your wisdom teeth out.
I think anything with your teeth, you don't lose any points.
Well, it depends.
Well, I mean, if you're being worked on. And you cry?
Yeah. Like any sort of medical procedure? Nah. You're fine.
I'll add points. I'll give you plus 50 for doing it just under laughing gas, which our dentist tried to tell both me and Drew to do, and we said no.
Speak for yourself. She took mine out. What the fuck? Oh, she stuck that needle in my jaw, and she took all of them out.
Oh, that's not even laughing gas. That's worse.
No, she just numbed me.
Yeah.
But I was awake when she was doing it.
How many of your wisdom teeth do you still have, though?
I want to say they're all gone now.
Oh, like, you got
them all out. Yeah. I had to. If I do have any more, it's just one.
Yeah, I think you have at least
but
one.
But I had three taken, I know for sure.
We should check right now. Let me sit on top of you and shine a light in your mouth so I can look.
Well.
Okay, this next one's from Ariana, another Patreoner.
She said, did I lose aura points when I was dating a girl for a year and she ghosted me out of nowhere for 2 weeks? And when she finally came back around, she told me she was dealing with some personal things. And not even an hour later, I was scrolling on Instagram and I saw that she announced that she was 3 months pregnant. And I messaged her offering to help raise the baby, even though she personally never told me she was pregnant.
All of them. I can't even hold your hand when I say that. I think you lost all of them. That is not what I thought was going to be the ending. I thought it was going to be you being confronting her and her lying or something, but you... I'm a little shocked. I'm not going to lie to you.
I don't even know what to say.
That jars me.
So she ghosts you for 2 weeks, and then when she came back around, she said, I'm dealing with some stuff. Doesn't even tell you that she's pregnant. You see it on Instagram, and then you text her back, okay, I'll help you raise the baby too.
What did she say? Even also, though... Also... Okay, she ghosted you for 2 weeks. How pregnant is she? That means she was cheating on you. Yeah, yeah, or talking to you while she was pregnant. Like, what? That sounds like a series or something.
Yeah,
like a TV show, like a Euphoria type deal or something.
Yeah, you lost all of them, Ariana.
I'd say all of them simply because I just can't imagine that the dating was that stellar that you would offer to be a stepmom immediately. But I don't know. Maybe it was that stellar.
Maybe. Because she ghosted you for 2 weeks, so if she's already 3 months pregnant, she was obviously pregnant or getting pregnant while you guys were together.
Yeah, which is just like, and then also pregnant by whom?
Yeah.
Like a boyfriend quien? Or...
Con quien? Embarazada con quien?
Un bebé para tú? Para mí.
De donde eres?
Hello? I'm having a hard time being funny about that because it's shocking to hear.
Yeah, it took the wind out of our sails. I won't lie.
I hope you're doing okay now. I hope everything's okay
now. I hope this story is so old that you're like, this is so funny. I have to send this in.
I hope so too.
Yeah, I hope it's so silly and fun.
But saying that you said you saw it on Instagram, it's not old enough, I don't think. Unless it was the early stages
of Instagram. And that woman was the woman with 1,000 babies.
I was going to say... Damn. I hope she didn't take you up on the offer. You know what I mean? Like,
she's like, I'll let you know.
She says, we'll circle back.
Like in The Office when what's her face has her baby and Michael wants to pretend like be the dad to it.
Well, yeah, he just thinks it's like their baby. And then she's like,
Jan.
And then he goes, guys, like when she thinks she's going to have it. Oh, no, you're talking about Jan.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, you didn't touch my Accutane, did you? When she tells him.
Dog, if you guys have ever been on Accutane, which is dumb because like she's not going to take his Accutane if he's taking it. But mine used to come in a little, it looked like an advent calendar and it had like pill perforated things in the shape of a
imagine.
Pill.
Imagine.
And it had
an advent calendar for your cystic acne.
And it came in a little box, like a little book. That's not a joke. That's how mine was because I took it when I was 15 or 16. And on each little perforated line where you pull out a pill, it had a picture of a baby with a big deformed head. And like the like no smoking sign on top of it.
And then scary.
On the left side of the little booklet where there was no pills, it said, dude, you cannot get pregnant while you're taking this. You can't be pregnant. It was pretty nutty.
What kind of havoc does that medicine wreak on genetics that it's like they got to scare you into remembering? Like, that's crazy.
Even when I tried to get it as an adult, I'm not proud to admit. And I was telling my doctor about it. And I was telling her, well, I'm a lesbian and I'm in a lesbian relationship. And she was like, you still have to be on birth control just in case. And I was like, I don't want to take it.
She said, that's what they all say.
Yeah.
Then they ghost you for 2 weeks. And then they announce on Instagram they're pregnant. And when you offer to help, they don't even bother to respond.
Okay, this next one is also from a Patreoner. Her name is Madeline. This one's pretty funny. Are you ready?
Okay.
Well, we're going to laugh at it. So it says, Drew will be so disappointed in me for this one.
Oh, God.
And what about me? But when my ex left my house after breaking up with me, I ran after him crying in the rain with no shoes on. I chased him halfway down the street, all to just cling to him and beg him not to leave. I don't know what I thought that was going to achieve. He barely said a word and had to physically force me off him. Then he just kept walking like nothing had happened and didn't look back once. The run home was extremely humbling because all of my neighbors saw it happen. And to make matters worse, I slipped on the wet grass on the way back.
I think I think you were feeling the fantasy. I think you were feeling the Cinderella story of it all. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The part you're missing where is that most men are awful and don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And that's nothing's more humbling than that. Like, it's like you put your whole back into this like performance almost, which is not how it feels in the moment, obviously.
No, but I've done that. You look back and you're like, I was doing too much. That was a little much.
I dragged it a little. I'll be honest.
It's a little much.
I'm depending on why he broke up with you and in what circumstance would depend on if I was disappointed in you. Because if he broke up with you because he was like, well, you're fat now, and then you did that, then I would be disappointed in you because he can choke.
Yeah.
But if it was, or he cheated on you or something awful like that.
Yeah.
Like,
if you haven't begged for a cheater to take you back, have you really lived? You know what I mean? If you haven't begged them, what are you doing?
Now that's the human experience.
Oh, I love being a woman.
I think you slipping and falling on the grass right before you made it back home was, that was me being like, yeah.
What are you doing?
Look, that was me like when I was telling Squid, like, don't, when he was trying to run up the stairs because they were too steep.
At the cabin.
And then he tried to like fucking road runner. His legs were moving so fast and he was trying to take off and he slipped and fell. He's fine. But he slipped and fell and then he was like embarrassed and I go, see what happens? What did I tell you? That was me doing that to you.
Sure, okay.
Like when you fell, I was like, and look what happened. Was it worth it? I saw a TikTok that was like, it did like crazy numbers. But this lady was like, when people ask me, you know, what's the best way to get over someone? What's the best way to not chase?
To get under someone?
No, she literally goes, you'll stop when you stop. When you stop, grow. When you finally get tired of being humiliated, you'll stop. And I was like,
you know who says stuff like that a lot? Teffy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And she knows through experience. And that's what that lady said too. She goes, trust me, I know.
No, it's
real. And she goes, when people ask me that, I go, the day you grow tired of being humiliated is the day you'll get over it.
That's why, guys, like, I fuck around a lot, but when it starts getting like that, I go, you're not embarrassing me. We're not talking anymore.
Yeah. I'm sorry to say my ego is bigger than that. Sorry. Like, and it's bigger than you. What the fuck? Like, that's what I'm saying. Off pure pride and spite alone, I would do shit like that. I walk away easily, even if it kills me, even if I'm heartbroken, even if I'm hurting. He's not gonna see that shit. I'll tell you that much. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, see, I'll
do that in the privacy of my home.
I'm a work in progress. I do that now. Yeah. Did I do that from 2012 to 2021? No.
But see, that's the human experience. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not an experience that's exclusive to you, even though it feels like it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody has an experience like that. And that's what she's like, when you get tired of being humiliated, you'll stop.
Yeah, you stand up for yourself.
And she was saying, no one around you can convince you otherwise. You have to be embarrassed so many times to the point where you're like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you finally see it. It's almost like they humiliate.
Mostly speaking to women, because men.
Obviously. Heterosexual women.
Yeah.
Like, anyone who dates men.
For,
like,
queer people, it's always different. But yeah.
That is true. But like, she was talking to heterosexual women. Mm-hmm. And all the comments were literally like, this was the meanest video I've ever seen.
No, but it's
like,
real.
Someone was like, oh, okay, for you. Someone said, and closes my app. Right? Like, immediately.
It is called the For You page for a reason.
Yeah. So, like, that's one of those moments where it's like, yeah, I'm tired of being embarrassed.
Yeah.
I'm tired of letting them humiliate me. I'm not going through this shit anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, the only person who can convince you is you, unfortunately. Because I like to think, too, women are so empathetic and so smart and so...
honestly, self-aware.
Yes, in so many ways that when you're in the throes of it and you haven't been embarrassed enough, you will create...
excuses.
The most detailed, nuanced, like... absolutely insane narratives to justify what it is they're doing to you, because that's just like how your brain works.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not a bad thing, but it's doing nothing for you. It's only hurting you.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, that's funny. You had a real Pride and Prejudice moment, minus the part where he
dies from cholera or whatever, cholera.
Allegedly. I've never seen it. I like how everyone was like, that is.
And he dies.
Well, I do know he gets sick in the rain and then dies.
When you're describing the time period, I go, oh, like Bridgerton? You go, no. And everyone's going, it is during Bridgerton times.
What the fuck ever? You weren't there.
Who the hell is Bridgerton?
You weren't there and neither was I.
Okay, we're going to do like two more, okay? This next one's from, this is from our Instagram. So these are like everybody else outside of the Patreon. Her name is Jersier. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing it. And she said, I asked a boy to a school dance and I got called to the office because he dropped his response off there. I got excited because I assumed it was a yes and the lady told me to calm down and look closer. It was a box of donuts that said, donut be sad, but no, across them. At least I got donuts.
That's really sweet. So sweet, in fact, that it makes me even more mad because now I can't be mad. Like, you humiliated me and I can't even be mad because you're trying to be nice. Like, that feels almost, you know what?
The lady in the office telling her, calm down and read the box before you get, okay, you're dragging it. Read the box first.
Hey, shut the fuck up and read. No, but then that makes me think that you were going, you know what I mean? Like, that's what
I call you to the office. You're like, oh my God.
You're like, oh my God, oh my God.
Do you think he told her I left my response in the office, or how do you think she knew that that's what it was going to be?
I think that he probably was like, can you please do me a favor and call so-and-so to the office? I want to give her these.
Yeah.
And then she was saying,
how did she know? Because she said that
she probably asked him, oh, what is it for? And then he was probably like, well, she asked me to the dance and this is my answer. And then she probably read it and was like, oh.
No, I'm saying, Jersier, how did she know going to the office it was going to be his answer to the dance?
I don't think she knew. I think
that's what I said. Like, I got called to the office because he dropped his response off there and I was so excited because I just assumed it was a yes.
Well, because they probably said, oh, so and so left something for you.
Oh,
here.
Okay.
And then she went to go get it. Calm down. I would, before you go any further, I would read it.
Calm down and look closer.
I just heard that FX has a new original comedy coming out called Adults, which after watching the trailer feels all too familiar. Adults is a comedy that will feel relatable if you ever find humor in the struggles of being an adult in 2025. You know, like remembering your full social security number or to drink water or perhaps having your third existential crisis of the month. Best part is that all episodes will be ready for your next weekend binge. Watch FX's Adults Wednesdays on FX, all episodes now streaming on Hulu.
And it doesn't say, be sad. Donut be sad, but no. What if he said, it just said no, but thanks though. He writes, chat, is this real?
He writes, you thought. He kind of ate, to be honest. And then you got to eat.
Do you think he wrote it on the donut, like in frosting on the donuts, or he used the donuts to spell that out? Probably writing on the donuts.
Probably writing, yeah. That's
so funny.
Donut be sad, no. But no.
Donut be sad, but no.
Maybe he put like a paper on the top.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
It says donut be sad, comma, but no.
Oh my God, dude.
That's so funny.
What a creative way to turn someone down. It's like the inverse of a promposal. You know what I mean? That reminds me of Dimitri Martin when he does his like stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about jumbotrons and he goes, I think jumbotrons are fascinating to me at like sports arenas. Mm-hmm. And he was like, especially when they propose on them. And he goes, I would like to introduce a different method to the jumbotron.
Is it to tell like horrible news?
No, he's like, I think people should break up on them.
Oh,
and then yeah. He goes, so you sit down and you're like, oh, this has been really great. While I go to the bathroom, look up there. I'll be right back. And then just never go back. Like to break up with someone, you also use the jumbotron. So that's kind of how that feels. Like it was like a really, it feels like a slap in the face extra. That's why I said it's a little worse because you can't really be mad. Because
it was so sweet the way they said no.
Yeah, but then this is me gaslighting again because then I'm like, what are you trying to manipulate me into not being mad because you didn't have the nads to say no to my face?
That's, sure.
that's me twisting it so I'm right and yeah. they're wrong.
And but, why did you pick donuts?
Oh, I get it. You're fat phobic.
I'm not a veggie platter.
Hmm. Interesting.
Or charcuterie board.
Hmm. Interesting. Mm. That's like when I was in eighth grade. There was this seventh grader. I don't remember. I think he was in seventh grade. But he was like in love with me, and he would tell everybody that he was in love with me, and he would tell everyone he was going to date me, and he would tell one of my really good friends at the time.
Mind you, no one has ever done this for me.
And then he would write notes and like give them to people to put on my desk.
No, he was in sixth grade. You were in seventh and I was in eighth, because I remember those.
Oh, yeah. And then I would just crumple them up and throw them in the trash because I would get mad, because I was like, I don't like him. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
And then like. Then on the last day of school, he gave me a gift, and it was an Abercrombie bag, and it was a mini skirt, like a jean mini skirt. And I remember, because we had no money growing up, so I was like, oh my God, this is the most expensive thing I've ever owned.
Mm-hmm.
But when I looked at it, he wrote me a note, and it said, I got you this mini skirt because I really like what you look like in mini skirts.
Yeah.
And then I got so angry. I waited for him at the gate until he got there, and then I shoved it in his hands, and I said, don't you ever give me anything like this ever again, you fucking sicko. I called him a sicko.
I know, I didn't cuss. I was standing there waiting because I wanted to go home, and I was just watching it.
And I said, don't ever give this to me again. And I was like, it's inappropriate to give gifts to me. Because I was so formal when I would like read people.
I do not appreciate this motion.
HR will be hearing about this. And then I remember I got in the car and we went home. And then I remember that was a Friday, mm-hmm. because our parents both picked us up and we were so fired up from grandpa's house. Remember?
Yeah.
And we were like so excited. We were on our way to dinner, and like our parents.
Island.
Yeah. And our parents were asking us about our day. And I was like, oh my God, you'll never believe it. And I was telling them about the gift. And then my mom was like, what did you do with it? And I was like, I gave it back to him. And I told him, this is inappropriate. Don't give me gifts. And I remember my mom told me that she wanted to laugh because she was like, I've never told her to do that. Like, I've never said anything. Like, I was like, it's inappropriate. And I already said no.
Mm-hmm.
So don't know what his deal is.
And you guys, it was Abercrombie and Fitch. And that was like rich girl shit.
Yeah.
We did not wear that in middle school.
Once I read that note, though, I was like, get it out of my sight.
Unbelievable. I said, get it off my desk.
Yes.
You're at the benches and you're in sixth grade. Again, guys, she's
get 10. It out of my sight.
Because I have other problems. I have to fight the eighth graders.
I got a lot on my plate right now.
Okay, this next one's from Anjani. And they said, eighth grade gym class, we had to do the mile run. I was the very last person running. I have asthma and a chronic illness. And I was so slow that people started cheering me on and I had to redo the run.
Redo it? Why?
I don't know. I feel like when people had medical exceptions in middle school, I was always so jealous because I didn't want to run, but I was like, I mean, they'll literally get sick if they run.
Yeah, what the fuck? They make you do it again after making people cheer you on?
But if people cheered me on, I would be mad.
Dude, when I used to play soccer, there, like, especially at the higher I went in the levels of playing and club and travel and all that shit,
mm-hmm.
when they would make us run, you know, they would do that shit where they go all the way to the back and run with you, all the people who finished first.
Yeah, get out of my face.
That, and this is me being 100% honest. I, on every soccer team I ever was on, I was always the biggest. But that little camaraderie bullshit.
Get out of my face.
That made me so angry.
I need to get out of my face.
That made me so angry. I'm not kidding. I was never last for that reason alone.
Yeah.
Not because I could last as long. Like, because everyone I played with was a fucking 5'1 white
twig.
Girl.
Yeah.
Everyone could run for a million years. I couldn't.
You guys, if you played soccer, you know who's in the back. It was the goalies.
Yeah.
You're always last because we don't run. So.
Yeah. And even I always made sure I was ahead of at least one person because I was not going to have a fucking troop of people go back and run alongside me as if they're motivating me. Hey, treat me like a human. Give me some human basic respect. You know what I'm saying?
Just a little.
Doesn't that feel so dehumanizing?
I think it does.
I think some people, and you know what? People who are like, no, it's encouraging. You're a bitch who goes in the front all the time, aren't you? Because not all of us are like that.
I want to hear from the people that you run with. I want to hear from them. I want to hear from the people in last place. I don't want to hear from you.
Well, that's what I mean.
We're a team. We finished together. No, we don't. Then why'd you run ahead of me?
Well, the way
you... You know what I hated?
What?
When your coach would make you do a bunch of running and you'd be like, hey, you guys need to run at the same pace. If a skinny white bitch, which every time they were, was running ahead of them all, that's not matching a pace. We should pick the slowest person on the team and match their pace.
I've always said, like, when I got to, like, when I was, like, 16, 17 and I was still playing, I always would tell my team, because I had a bunch of cross-country bitches on my team too. Mm-hmm. And I would always tell them, let me set the pace, guys.
Yeah.
All right. I'm the biggest bitch on this team. We all know that. I'm not a slow runner by any means. But I'm not a fucking cross country runner either. So I was like, let me set the pace. I'll put us at a nice, gentle, like,
because then I'd say average pace.
Because then at that age, we had to run a mile before we even started practice.
Yeah. Did my first varsity soccer practice. I'm a freshman. Warm up 2 miles.
What the fuck? What for?
And we're running in the neighborhoods. I just started high school, guys. I don't know where we are. We're running. I'm running on the street. I don't know what's going on.
Also, I'm walking.
I walked the whole time. I walked most of it because 2 miles, you're crazy. And I was just copying the girls ahead of me. And I didn't realize that they were cheating.
They cut the run in half.
And I didn't realize until I was telling one of our friends about it. And he goes, what were you supposed to run? I was like, oh, we just ran 2 miles. And I told him where we cut through in the neighborhood. And he goes, that's not 2 miles.
Yeah.
I was just following who's in front of me because I'm 14 and I have no friends on this team. Unbelievable.
You ever done the pacer test?
Yeah, dude. And one time I finished the whole thing. I think about that version of me all the time. Like, if I could do that now, what could I accomplish?
Can I tell y'all something? The one time I did the pacer test practice in my club team.
I did it in volleyball. You didn't do it with us in volleyball?
No. They got rid of it because they were saying, like, it's fucked up to do that to, like, high school kids. I'm sure they still use it.
Yeah.
But, like, in our district, they weren't using it anymore. But anyways, I did it once, and I did it at soccer practice, and I remember... at this particular practice, sometimes at the start of seasons or in dead seasons or whatever, like, they would combine all of us and it would be all the girls' teams and all the boys' teams.
You guys, when they would do that to me,
I
was humiliated.
Dayson hated those practices.
I was humiliated because, you guys, I don't like to be tired in front of people. I don't know why that's a huge fear of mine, but especially men. I don't like to be tired in front of men. Go ahead, finish your story.
Well,
we're scrimmaging the boys' team. And I actually have a broken leg today. I won't make it. Sorry.
We were in that, like, era of, like, it's always in the summer too, like at the start of summer.
Yeah.
And then
what city was this into to really paint a picture for people?
In the Inland Empire, in the IE.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, okay. It was when I was in high school.
Like, when I played in Tustin, if you're from California.
Yeah.
It's all skater white boys, so I was like, God.
No. I was in high school, so I was like 15, right, at the time. And I remember at this
time, I just thought of something funny. Keep going.
No, actually, I was younger than that because.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I think you
I was for sure in Corona.
Oh, okay.
But I was at the it was after my injury. It was after I came back. So I was I was already in shape again.
Yeah. High school.
Yeah. And so I had done versions of the pacer test before with just my team, and like I'd tap out like halfway through because I'm like, as long as I get almost to the end, I'm good. Like,
yeah, sure.
And so like when they said boys were doing that shit, and it was just the high school teams, mm-hmm. so we're all around the same age, and the boys were like, the way they were talking and acting, I was really annoyed about it because it felt like they were, because obviously, honestly, they can run for a long time. Like,
boys at that age are like that scene in Mean Girls where she's showing all of them act like wild animals at the watering hole in the mall.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how boys that age they act.
And their energy levels are just unprecedented. Yeah. Like, they can run for fucking ever. And a lot of the girls on my team could too because they were cross-country runners.
Yeah.
But then I thought to myself, because they were like, oh, yeah, like, so-and-so's probably going to tap out at this time. Like, they're talking all this shit.
So you're like, well, now I have to finish it.
That, I'm not kidding, is the only time I finished that.
I was going to say, the only time I ever finished it was when I was in high school and I had the meanest white girls on my volleyball team. And I was like, well, I have to at least beat them.
I
finished the whole thing.
I beat every single boy.
Yeah.
And then, like, I made it all the way to the end. And it was just me and, like, I think, like, 3 or 4 other girls on my team.
Mm.
So like most of us finished like on our team.
Yeah.
But I remember like thinking out of pure spite, that's what kept me alive during that thing. I blacked out during the last half of it.
Because I was honestly so tired. There's nothing quite like that.
Nothing's gonna, the way that a crush sustains you,
there's a spite.
Rage and spite against men specifically fuels me.
I was thinking of like when I was in middle school and my club team, they would do fitness camp. And when I played in Tustin,
yeah.
And I remember we were running outside, like on the streets, which I hate because I don't know where I'm going. And I remember I was walking and I heard a car honk and pull over next to me, my dad coming to pick me up. And he said, why are you walking? And I was like, I'm not. I was just tying my shoe. He goes, I was watching you for 5 minutes.
Whatever.
Okay, this is the last one we're doing. This is from Kaylee. She said, how many aura points did I lose when I spit a bite of my hot dog out onto a man in the middle of Bourbon Street in NOLA? Because he wouldn't leave me and my friends alone. But then, to my surprise, he spit on me in return.
Oh, shit. I was going to say you gain points.
spitting a glizzy on someone, that's crazy.
Funny. I told y'all my friend Tina threw a piece of pizza at a transphobe in DC.
How many aura points do you lose?
I don't think you lose any for doing it. I do think you lose some if he got the last spit.
Yeah, now we're just spitting on each
other.
Well,
I spit a hot dog on him because he wouldn't leave me alone. Then he spits in my face, and then I swing on you. Like, that's how that works. Yeah. What the fuck? Like, then I swing on you, like, and I end it for real.
I wouldn't even say you lose points. I'd say they kind of cancel each other out.
Okay. Circle back. Never mind. You lose none.
You hit zero.
Ran around the block to come right back to the same spot.
You evened out in the end. Yeah. Okay, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Ish.
We hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you buy tickets to tour.
Yes.
Make sure you buy Drew's book.
Yes.
And make sure you sign up for the Patreon.
Yeah.
We had a vlog go live that was half our Vegas vlog, half Sunny Angel Hall by me. It came out really
fun. Get into it, team. Get into it.
But we love you.
Also on the vlog, I contributed.
You did. There's a long clip.
I filmed a really long clip.
I put the whole thing in there. And then there's a bunch of clips of Alex in there.
Did you hear Alex go, ooh, a lucky penny?
Yeah.
And then I was all, Alex, cut it.
That, and then there's a clip where we're at the...
She was in my room, so that had to be my penny.
So, give it to me. No, and then the next clip is us in the Caesar's Palace buffet.
Yeah.
And then you grab your nuts in the clip. No context. You have to sign up for the Patreon to go watch it.
Yep.
Sorry.
There you go.
But there's a lot of funny. There's a part where we're taking a shot. You're missing out, team.
You try going to the Caesar's Bacchanal buffet and not grabbing your nuts.
Stupid. Other than that, if you enjoy this episode, you can listen to other episodes everywhere. You can listen to podcasts, and the video version is always on our YouTube channel. We love you, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.